And right at the top, I thought it was a good chance to honour the memory of an absolute legend of the game in Ian Heads, who we lost recently. Such a loss, but a good chance to celebrate one of the all-time great careers across any spectrum of rugby league. You know, he's one of the absolute greats.
We obviously had the honour to meet him and be invited to his house, for God's sakes. What a gentleman. And you had a lot of dealings with him personally. Have you ever seen such an outpouring of love for a bloke? This guy, I've never seen a 100% positive review rate like that.
Yeah. Completely universal. And all saying the exact same things about his generosity, like what a gentleman he was, and the time and encouragement he would give to not only, you know, fellow journalists, but also, you know, nobodies like me. Like, but the first time I met Ian, it was before we were even doing the podcast. I was doing some rugby league research, and the more I got into it, the more I was like, I'd really love to speak to Ian Heads about this. I think maybe I found him on LinkedIn or something, but just sight unseen, I sent him an email and he was like, yep, come over to my house and let's have a chat.
Think about and that.
I know. And
come over to my house and murder me if you feel like it.
Yeah. So I went over. I was in his library, which you later had the privilege of seeing as well. Wall to wall, every rugby league book that has ever been written, half of them he wrote. And I just had this awesome chat with him about rugby league. I was just in heaven leaving that house that night. I was like, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened. And then I went off and I was thinking, how good's that? I got to meet Ian Heads. I got all his old war stories and so many great anecdotes about rugby league. Then I get a follow-up email from him saying, oh, you know, Michael, I really enjoyed that. I know quite a few people in the game. So if you want me to put you in touch with anyone, I can be of help there. And then every interaction subsequently was the same. Once we started the show and, you know, we interviewed him, he was like, you know, Andy, Michael, that was so great. Really enjoyed that. If you want, you know, me to put you in touch with anyone, let me know. And from there, we got to go to Noel Kelly's house. Like, how insane is that? And, you know, then putting us in touch with Kevin Ryan and going to his office and, you know, seeing him in action.
It shows what a gentleman he is in that he didn't just hang with journos. He didn't just hang with administrators that could help him. Players loved him. And like I said, nobody's like us. So, I mean, it's a mark of a man who does things for people who can't help him.
Absolutely. And it'd be easy for us to think, oh, wow, he really saw something special in us. But it wasn't us. Like, I've spoken to, you know, fellow podcasters who have had the exact same experience. And every interaction I had with Ian, there'd be some follow-up, something he offered to do. And My thought was always the same, like, he didn't have to do that. He was just such a legend bloke. Honestly, all he has given us in terms of contacts, he, you know, put us in contact with some people for the Super League War, as well as giving us his expertise, all of the things he did for that, for us, as well as all the research material he provided indirectly. My main lesson to take away from Ian Heads was how you treat people. And it's a life lesson I will never forget.
Yeah, one of a kind, and we owe him the biggest debt of gratitude.
Absolutely. And I don't want to just talk about Ian the person, because that kind of minimizes all he did in rugby league. Like, such an incredible career, brilliant journalist for 30, 40 years, pivoting into like the book realm and either writing books with players or his own books. His history of the New South Wales Rugby League, True Blue, in my opinion, is the greatest reference tool that exists for rugby league research. Just this meticulously researched and comprehensive history stretching from 1908 to the early 90s. I've got it on my desk right now. I'm physically touching it as we speak. And that's just one of so many achievements. At the helm of the Rugby League Week, when the Immortals concept was introduced, like, if he did that alone, His place in rugby league would be secured forever.
They talk about master builders, master stonemason, etc. The guy's a master rugby league writer. There's nobody can touch him.
Yeah. And justifiably honoured with an NRL Hall of Fame induction. He's in the contributors category, which is very slim. There aren't many people who have been added. And I think Ian would be the first to defer to earlier journalists and other figures that should have been there before him. You know, he was great friends with Tom Goodman, who was his mentor. And yeah. I always love the fact that Ian felt this special connection because Tom Goodman was at the Rorke's Drift test in 1914. That's his earliest memory.
Amazing.
Ian Heads' first test was when Australia won the Ashes back at the SCG in 1949 for the first time in 30 years. So he always felt that connection that they both had this formative rugby league experience in their childhoods.
What a lineage. You've got the Rorke's Drift test, Ian's test memories, and my first test, 58-0 versus France at Parramatta Stadium. It goes on and on, the lineage.
Yeah, the tradition continues. It's beautiful stuff, man. But Ian would be the first to say Tom Goodman should be there. Going back to Claude Corbett earlier than Tom Goodman, he should be there. It's astounding to me that Frank Hyde hasn't been honoured. So Ian walked on the shoulders of giants, but I think the really beautiful thing is that we did get to honour Ian while he was still with us. Yeah. So I'll always defer to having Ian in and we can get Tom in down the track, you know, like Ray Warren has been inducted, and I'm so happy that he was there to get that honour. And then hopefully we can go back and put Frank Hyde in, put Rex Mossop in, put whoever else, you know, the many people who deserve the honour. But I thought that was just cool that he was still around for that honour.
Absolutely.
So it was an absolute honour to know Ian just a little bit and just to live in his legacy. And I think that's something we've tried to do with our approach to this series is to honour and respect rugby league history. You know, you can be irreverent with that, but I think we both live it. And it's thanks to people like Ian who, you know, basically brought us up in that tradition of rugby league history as we were growing up with all their writings.
And just the memories of reading the books as kids, it's beautiful, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So farewell to one of the true greats. There is a public memorial at the SCG this Wednesday at 4 p.m. and really sadly, I'm going to be away. I'm quite gutted to not be able to be there for it, but he was just a legend and sadly missed.
That'll be a who's who of rugby league people, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Just last thing before we move on, I want to note as well, one of the things in my career I'm most proud of is that a few years ago, I got the ball rolling on the State Library acquiring Ian Heads' personal papers, and that acquisition was completed last year. So his personal papers now sit in the State Library and hopefully is there as a legacy for generations to come. But like that's something that will always be up there in terms of, you know, things I'm proudest about in my career.
I'm proud that he was around to know you did that for him too, mate.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really cool. But yeah, love Ian.
Amen.